With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. The president's approval rating continues to decline. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Real Clear Politics presidential job approval poll for Friday shows that 39.9% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance. 56% disapprove. That's a 16% decline from the most recent polling. Taken between April 19th and May 23rd, the poll finds Mr. Biden's approval declining on issues of the economy, foreign policy, crime, inflation, immigration, and the direction of the country. At this point in his presidency, President Biden is polling well below the approval rating of his three most recent predecessors. On May 24th, in the fourth years of each presidency, President Trump held a 44% rating, President Obama was at 48%, and President Bush held at 45%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A U.S. missionary couple and a man from Haiti have been fatally shot by gang members in the capital city of Port-au-Prince. Davy Lloyd and his wife, Natalie, were reportedly from Oklahoma. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. seeking to tap more money for Ukraine from frozen Russian assets as finance ministers from the Group of Seven reach democracies open to a two-day meeting in Italy. Here's BBC correspondent David Waddell.
Some $300 million of Russian assets were frozen in the aftermath of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in early 2022. The United States has been pushing for those assets to be leveraged to provide resources to help Ukraine bolster its fight back. The European Union has been resistant due to the unpredictable legal ramifications of what that might mean. According to a draft statement seen by Reuters, it seems likely the profits or interest from those assets may be set aside to help Ukraine. The statement went on to say the assets would remain immobilized until Russia pays for the damage it's caused to Ukraine.
This is SRN News. An official with the Salvation Army calls out the city of San Francisco.
Adam Nathan is chairman of the Iconic Christian Ministries Advisory Board in the city, and he's shocked about a government program that gives alcohol to homeless people who are alcoholics. Nathan tweets, quote, "Providing free drugs to drug addicts doesn't solve their problems. It just stretches them out. Where's the recovery in all this?" The San Francisco alcohol program is costing some $5 million every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The NFL distancing itself from Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, who condemned abortion during a commencement address at a small college in Kansas. Butker also condemned the promotion of the LGBT lifestyle. League says his views are not those of the NFL as an organization. This is SRN News. There'll be a new statue for a baseball great.
Metalsmith Alex Haynes of Art Castings is working on a new Jackie Robinson statue to replace the stolen one from a Kansas park, and can't think of a better tribute to the baseball great who broke Major League's color barrier in 1947.
Some guy just kind of decided that he could make a few extra bucks by stealing the sculpture and cutting it off at the ankles, and that's not a way to make money.
Police made one arrest so far and say the theft was financially motivated. The man had planned to sell the statue for scrap metal. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden telling graduates at the U.S. Military Academy their class is being called upon to tackle threats across the globe and preserve the country's ideals at home like none before. Those graduates are now newly minted Army second lieutenants. More details at SRNnews.com.